You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com. All right, we're live. Hello, everyone. Welcome to KoopaCast, a podcast about all things Nintendo. This is KoopaCast number 53, Fight Night. I am joined by only one other person, but that's all I need. I am joined by our editor-in-chief, Justin Sharp. Oh, no! And it's immediately gone wrong. Okay, and we're back. No, we're not. There we go. Awesome. Anyway, as you could probably guess by the title of the podcast and our background here, which is Hyrule Warriors, we're going to be talking about a couple of big-name brawlers. Hyrule Warriors was just less than a week away from being released. It was released on September 26th. It is now October 1st. And then, of course, in 2 days, we have Smash Brothers 3DS. So we're going to go ahead and actually, we're going to start with the 3DS, because, you know, everyone's super excited about that. Unfortunately, like, our podcast is timed such that we're not going to be able to talk about it, because it'll be, like, 2 weeks after, you know, everything's got said and done, so nobody wants to talk about Smash Brothers after that.
That's right. It'll be old hat in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. So before we get started with our Smash Brothers talk, our 3DS talk, I'm just going to run down some numbers with you all. Since it released, Smash Brothers has moved 1,375,818 units. So it has done very good. And it's also driven up both the 3DS and 3DS XL sales, with 3DS sales going up to over 14,000 and the 3DS XL going over to 57,000.
Nice.
It's slowed down a little bit in these last couple weeks. I'm stupid. I've got it right here, underlined, circled, and I still didn't say it. During the it was released in Japan in September 13th. So between September 13th and now, those are the sales that I'm reading. So that's definitely quite a move for Nintendo, and they're still moving 3DS sales.
Yeah.
And if anybody who is unfamiliar with kind of how sales charts work in, like, the U.S. versus Japan, like, you might hear 1 million units, like, be spread around a lot here in the U.S., and people, like, you know, shrug their shoulders and move on with their day. But in Japan, that's a pretty big deal. That means this is quite a success.
Yeah, that's huge.
So last week it was 100. They moved 109,881 movements units. So the momentum's slowing down there a little bit, but it's still you know, it's still doing pretty good, and it's still number one in the sales charts for the third week in a row.
Yeah, and I think it may slow down, like, a tiny bit before the new 3DS comes out in Japan, because I could see people, like, waiting to, you know, the people who were going to pick it up that already had a 3DS have picked it up at this point, I think. But the new 3DS that comes out in, what, 2 or 3 weeks in Japan?
Yeah, I think it's about 3 weeks from now.
Yeah. I think that they'll the people who are waiting for that, I think there'll be another, you know, surge of Smash Brothers sales then. Because people are like, hey, we got the new 3DS, let's get Smash.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, with all that, since we're in the age of digital downloads, that's definitely, like, a huge plus. You know, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. I'm sorry about that. Sorry, everybody. Let's go ahead and start that again, shall we?
No.
I was going to try to get Tristan on here to talk about his score. He gave it a 10 out of 10.
Ooh,
And he
yeah.
labeled it smashing. Unfortunately, because he titled a pun, we had to let him go.
Yep.
But there's some good news. PureNintendo.com is hiring. We're looking for a staff writer out there.
Tristan sad. No.
Don't worry, everything I said is a lie. We're not actually hiring. Tristan is still part of the company, so Tristan fanboys can calm down. He's actually he's at a prior engagement, his second job. So we all here hope he has a good day at his job today. Skipping out on the podcast. But since we don't have Tristan here, we do have Justin here. So Justin, I'm guessing you're still playing Smash Brothers. And did you come across any new revelations or something that you quite don't quite agree with not just Tristan's score, but everyone else's score out there?
Yeah, well, I haven't picked the final version of Smash, but I do have the demo. But it's just such a tease, just playing one level, and I guess you have two different modes, two different versions of it. But yeah, just playing the one level is just makes me want to get the full version all the more. And I just have the five characters that were in the demo. I got the Club Nintendo version, so it has unlimited playthroughs, which is nice. I think the regular demo just has 30 playthroughs or 15 or something.
Okay. See, I didn't know that. I thought all demos had 30 playthroughs. I didn't know the Fancy Club Nintendo ones were unlimited.
Yep, yeah, it's unlimited. And I thought it was supposed to be a timed thing. Like, I thought it was supposed to end like the day before the regular demo went live. I thought the other one would be rendered, inert at that point, but I've still been able to play it. So I guess that demo version is just unlimited plays, but it'll be deleted immediately once I get the new one, the full one.
So 100%, you're definitely getting the new one.
Oh yeah. And I'm definitely one of the, I think we had a poll on the site, are you going to upgrade to, get the 3DS or the Wii U version or both? I'm definitely going to double dip and get both of them. So, I mean, the stages alone is enough for me. The fact that you have the same characters is great, but the fact that you have all those stages to look forward to on the 3DS version that are exclusive, and then the ones on the Wii U, I mean, just having Smash in HD is just going to be awesome. So, can't pass it up.
I totally agree, and unfortunately, we don't have it. Still, don't have a date for the Smash Wii U version.
I know. I thought they better reveal it like in the next week or so. It's getting pretty close to the holidays. But I guess it's not like super important because I think people who have decided they're going to buy it are like, I know it's coming out this holiday. I'm going to buy it whenever it comes out. So I'm sure even if it was like 2 weeks before release, when they finally announced the date, people would, still be ready for it.
I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be before American Thanksgiving, simply because they want to get into that Black Friday deal
Yeah.
and the Cyber Monday stuff as well.
Yeah. If I had to put my prediction cap on, I would say it would be releasing Friday, November 20. No. November 21. That's what I would
November.
think.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and bet against you because we need to keep this interesting. So I'm
Yes.
going to go November 15th.
Oh. November 15th, a Saturday?
I tried to, I don't know. Did I math wrong? Is
Yeah,
it 14th?
14th is a Friday.
Okay. Well, then I meant 14th. That's what I'm going to go with.
That could be. Yeah, my prediction is it would be the 21st because then Captain Toad would fit nicely on Friday, December 5. Nintendo's kind of gone with their Friday releases this year. In the past, they've always done Sunday releases. But Friday's nice because you can do release day delivery now if you're doing the Amazon route.
That's true. I wonder if switching to Friday had something to do with that.
Yeah, because in the past, I wonder if that helped repair Nintendo's relationship with Amazon because it was kind of dicey there last couple months or last couple years. But yeah, now that I did notice Like Hyrule Warriors had release day delivery. I think Smash Brothers 3DS has release day delivery. So it is nice that they have the Friday releases, and it's kind of cool because you get the game right before the weekend. So
Right, and then you have all weekend to play.
yeah. Whereas like Sunday, if you get it like Sunday morning, you might be able to play it some, but it's still, you got Monday is the next day, so you don't get a whole lot of playtime in. I think it's a good switch.
I completely agree with that. So what characters are in the demo now? I guarantee we did not talk about that last time, and I feel like I should have.
No. They had Mario, Pikachu, Link, Villager, and Mega Man.
Ah, see,
So.
they already have Mega Man, so like I don't even need the full version, not just Mega Man. There you go.
Yep. Yeah. If you're gonna choose Mega Man, he's already there. So it's a pretty good mixing. I mean, you've got the three veterans, Pikachu, Mario, and Link. But it's nice that they threw in Villager and Mega Man to play as in the demo. I wish there were like three levels or something, because like really you play it for about an hour and you've seen most of the items and you've played as all the characters and you've played the battlefield level quite extensively. The one thing that was interesting is you couldn't choose any of the modes either. Like you couldn't change it from like KOs versus time, so it was just 2 minute brawls each time, which was kind of a bummer because I was like, oh, I want to do like a long brawl or a KO brawl, just to see how I fared. But you can tweak the number of CPUs, so you can play with like three CPUs, and you can put their difficulty up as well. So.
Okay, yeah, that was another thing I was going to ask, is if there was going to be like an adjustable difficulty on the demo.
Yeah, so they did have that, and if you did have somebody who is nearby, you can't do online multiplayer with the demo, but you can do local multiplayer. So if you did have someone that was nearby, had a 3DS and had the demo, you could play actual multiplayer there.
So have you tested that out?
No, I haven't had a chance to. We just have one 3DS right now between Katie and I. I think we'll probably both get the new 3DS. So we'll just trade in our XL and transfer the games and get two of those at that point.
All right. Let's see. Don't know how many questions I can go off of with this demo here.
No,
So I'm trying my best. And
you're fine. We
it's faster than Brawl now, right? Like the movement's all faster.
Oh yeah. It's really quick. Yeah, it definitely feels faster than Brawl. And even on the 3DS, I think, I played the demos at E3, but just barely. Like, I played more of the Wii U version than the 3DS one. But, seeing it in the demo, it's just really nice. Like, even in 3D, it's really, really fast. And I think they confirmed it's 60 frames in 3D and non-3D for Smash. So that's pretty awesome. The assist trophies do move at half the frame rate. They move at 30 frames per second, which. Not a big deal.
Yeah, 'cause they're only on screen for, a few seconds at a time, so that's
Yeah.
not what you're really paying attention to. You're paying attention to the guy who's like 2 feet away from you, trying to take you out.
Yeah, it's hardly noticeable. Like in the demo, if you just like watch the assist trophy, you can see that he's moving, it's a little bit different frame rate rise. It feels like it's skipping a frame because you're moving so fast at 60 frames per second. But it's hardly noticeable.
Oh shoot. Oh yeah, is your how's your analog stick? Is it still going fine? Your circle pad?
Yeah, it's still working fine. Yeah, I saw some of the reports of the circle pad, coming off, but I guess I'm not that aggressive with it. I don't know. I do worry that I might have to switch to the D-pad some, just because, I mean, I guess you can jump with like the X and Y buttons, but I'm used to just going up on the joystick. But on the circle pad, it's a little bit different action than actually, pivoting the joystick forward rather than just moving the circle pad up. So it's kind of hard for some of the things like double tapping to do the dash. Link has a new little dash downward stroke with his sword. It's a pretty cool move, and I ended up using that a lot. So It was still pretty accurate, like doing the double tap to do the dash with the circle pad, but I could see myself maybe switching to the D-pad.
All right. And I know, actually, now that you brought it up, when I was looking through the reviews, controls were something that was like people were citing as being a problem with the 3DS Smash Brothers, either in terms of responsiveness or, how chaotic the action is in terms of like when you, because you used to have it up on like, your big TV. So if you're moving your controller around frantically, that wasn't a problem. But the screen is now attached to your controller
Yeah.
with the handheld version. So, I mean, has that like interfered with your, brawling at all in the game?
Not really. Like I'm not that animated when I play, I guess. Like some people are more like if you watch people play Mario Kart, there's a lot of this and this and stuff like that. But I'm pretty, I keep the controller mostly there and just move my hands around. But I didn't have a problem with the controls at all, really. I mean, it seemed like I may move to the D-pad for some of the dash moves or, having to like press up to do like my double jump, but other than that, it wasn't really a big issue. I don't think I'll probably use the, I think they mentioned like you could use the 3DS as a controller for the Wii U. I don't see myself doing that. Like, especially since I have a Wii U Pro controller and the gamepad. I think both of those are better options than the 3DS just because it's such a thin controller,
Right. I always thought like the using the 3DS controller was something like, if you go to your friend's place and you bring your 3DS and now you have a controller, I feel like that's what like its use is. Now to like replace as like a replacement for your own gamepad. But like if you go over to your friend and he didn't feel like vouching for, a pro controller or anything like that, then oh look, I got this in my pocket, let's fight.
Yeah, or he didn't have an extra controller. Some people just have one or two, or because I don't know, you can't use just a Wii remote, right? With Smash on the Wii U, I'm pretty sure.
I couldn't tell you. I don't think so. Like you couldn't do that. Well, you could do that with the, I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard any announcements about it, but you could do it with the Brawl, the Wii version. You can just have that controller.
Okay, so
You wouldn't have
maybe they will still have
a t Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't recommend it. I've tried it. It's
it.
awful.
It's definitely not the. I would definitely, if you had your 3DS, you brought it over to a friend's house, I would definitely go for the 3DS as a controller over the just the Wii U or no, just the Wii remote.
Yeah, if anything, at least you're going to have that same button layout. And but otherwise, no complaints about the controls, right?
No, I thought they were smooth.
That'll definitely be good for the Wii U version because, like, if the controls are the same, and they probably will be because the controller layout's the same. So, what's going to happen in the 3DS? I mean, not everything's going to reflect on the Wii U version, but some things definitely will. So that's definitely something for people to keep in mind when looking at the Wii U version. And I'm going to go ahead and switch out of Smash Brothers 3DS here, and we're just going to move on to the next fighter on our list, which is Hyrule Warriors. And like I said, I'm going to run down some numbers now. Now keep in mind, folks, that the last sale, the latest sales numbers that I got was from September 13th, which was, as you can probably tell, a few weeks ago. I'm sorry, I scoured the internet several for a few hours. I couldn't find anything. So this is the latest one, and it's only the Japanese sales. It's 104,987 units, and like I said, that's just Japan. We're barely just out of the gate with the global release. It was released September 19th in Europe, 20th in Australia, and 26th in the US. So basically, the US got Australia, and we were the last to be able to play it.
It's weird. Sometimes that's the case with certain games. I remember the Strikers game, Strikers Charged on the Wii, came out in Australia like 2 months before America. So it's interesting. Now, granted, Australia and Europe, they're bigger, football or soccer fans than we are. So it sort of made sense. The one thing I was seeing recently was that the new 3DS is coming out in Australia in November, which is very interesting. So that's a discussion for another time.
Yeah, maybe, I mean, maybe they're finally keeping Australia in the loop.
Yeah, because I know, like, even people who lived in Australia were like, "That's awesome. This is totally, unexpected." But
Nice. And so yeah, September 26th, it's now October 1st. So Justin, you had yourself about 5 days, including today with Hyrule Warriors. So what do you got for me? Like, what do you think of it?
I think it's awesome, and I was definitely skeptical of it. I still planned on buying it mostly for the co-op. I was like, the co-op will be enough for me, and it looked like it had a lot of content. It just looked like such a fanfare type of a game where they've got all these characters that you can play as from the Zelda universe. You've got all these different types of levels. Some of the levels can be, I mean, you revisit some of them later, but they still feel pretty fresh, and there's different scenarios in the levels to keep it interesting. But I definitely was impressed with the graphics. Like the character renders, the models are very impressive. Like sometimes the environments are a little flat, which is understandable when you consider just how many enemies are on screen, because at times you may get like 100 or more. But what was really cool, even if I had like, I don't know, just like a whole army around me, like the frame rate never stuttered for me. Like it was really, really good. So I've been impressed with it. And my brother-in-law was up here this weekend, and so I was like, "Hey, you want to try out Hyrule Warriors?" He's like, "Oh, what's this?" He's played some of the older Zeldas, but we ended up playing that for like hours Saturday night. So he had a blast with it. He's like, "Oh, I think I'm gonna have to get this." But anyways, he was kind of bummed that it didn't have online co-op, because when he went back home, he was like, "Oh, I could get the game. We could play online co-op." And I was like, "Oh, I think it's just local." But so that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine a game like this being online, or at least like live online, because there's a lot of things going on, so.
Now, granted, it's a little bit more like Mario Kart in the sense for online play than it is like Smash Brothers. In Mario Kart, you don't have to keep track of every single player's position, every single millisecond. When you're in first, you don't care the positions of everybody in the back. That's why the frame rate is so nice on Mario Kart. But in Smash Brothers, you need to, it's very vital to make sure that nobody's like jumping, around the screen if you're playing online in Smash, because that can give them an unfair advantage and make the experience not as good for you. But I feel like with a Dynasty Warriors game or a Hyrule Warriors game, you could do online, but maybe they couldn't do it with the level of quality that they wanted.
And so how far have you gotten? Have you beaten all through legend mode and like started adventure mode at all?
I'm almost through legend mode. I've gone through the whole campaign of the certain red-haired guy.
Oh yeah. Before you go on, I should probably warn people right now, we may talk about things that are kind of spoilish. So we're letting you know now, but we can talk about it because the embargo is over. So
It'll be
there's your warning.
warned. But yeah, so I'm past that section of the legend mode. And I think I'm like one or two missions after that. So I was trying not to play it like all in like two sittings, because I was like, "Oh, I want to, have something else to play in legend mode when I come back, and then I can start on adventure mode." But I haven't even tried adventure mode yet. So
Nice. So you had a completely different experience where you're like, oh, I want to see more of this. I'm like, I have to get all of this done now.
Yeah, so it's a little more leisurely, so I guess it's a little more fun, but yeah, I've been enjoying it quite a bit. So, and you know what? I ended up, since it was kind of on the spot, we just wanted to pick up the game. I was like, "Hey, you want to play Hyrule Warriors? I'll just go ahead and download it." I didn't want to run out to the store, so I ended up just buying a digital version. And I was like, "You know what? This is really nice. I need to get more digital games." So I'm kind of changing my philosophy on physical versus digital, I guess.
I had a problem with Warriors Orochi, and that it was 16 gigabytes to put on my Wii U.
Oh, wow.
So when I got the review code, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to let this run overnight.
Yeah.
And it might still not be done because it took 7 hours for Orochi.
Yeah. I was actually very impressed. I downloaded it like Friday afternoon. And I would have figured it would be kind of like peak time, but I think it's like 8 gigs and almost 9 gigs, Hyrule Warriors. It
Yeah, it's
down
like
it
719 megabytes.
yeah. It downloaded in an hour.
Yeah.
So it was pretty amazing. I think like the installation actually took a little bit longer. Well, not longer, but the installation probably took like 20 minutes. So download 1 hour, 20 minutes for the installation. Wasn't terrible, but
It was much shorter than I was expecting, so that was
yeah.
already a plus. That was already in the plus box for me.
Yeah. And I was wondering if Nintendo, whenever there's a new release, especially for digital versions, if they like give more priority to people downloading that game, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because I downloaded another game this weekend and it was a lot slower. So I don't know if it was just the time that I was playing or if Nintendo is doing something where, hey, Hyrule Warriors released today, we need to make sure that if people are downloading it, they have a fast download. I don't know. That would make sense to me if I was running it, but
I got you. All right. So I was gonna ask something else. I got distracted. I will have to say, when you said certain redhead person,
yes.
I was like, Groose isn't in the game. Like, my mind just went straight to Groose. I don't know what's up with that.
I was trying not to give away too much, but yeah, if you're thinking Groose, you're like, oh, DLC, DLC.
Yeah, I know. I was really hoping Groose was going to be in there. I really was.
Yeah, well, especially because you play on some of the Twilight Princess areas, especially the what's the level you're playing, the Imprisoned, and I was like,
That's a Skyward Sword.
oh, Skyward Sword, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Sorry, I just wanted to, before people get off your emails, don't worry, I got him. I had to correct
Yeah,
him.
Skeletor. But yeah, on the imprisoned level, I was like, this is perfect to have Groose in here. But anyways.
The Grusinator was there.
Yeah, the Groosenator was there. And that's again, it just provides more backing for my point. Groose should have been playable.
What was your reaction to fighting the imprisoned? That's what I want to know.
In Skyward Sword or in Hyrule Warriors?
In Hyrule Warriors.
Well, in Skyward Sword, it got a little bit old, so I wasn't excited to fight him again. And that last time, like, 'cause you have to mess up his toes quite a bit. Yeah, that last time took forever. So it was kind of frustrating. It was the first boss I had to retry.
Oh, same here. I had the exact same experience where I
Yeah.
died on him because he kept using the shockwaves on me.
Yeah, and those shockwaves are brutal because like you can barely get in like one hit, before having to like roll out of there before the shockwave comes. But yeah, it was just no good.
Yeah. Of course, then I found out you can just hit A, use your special attack, and take out all the toes at once.
Oh, that's a good thought.
That's what I do, because
I think I
what
did that for one of his rounds, like one of his patterns, but
yeah, I did it in the fourth round where like he's over halfway health done, because I know those are bigger shockwaves, so
Yeah. Yeah,
you
that's
know
probably the best time, save it for the end.
but you know who's a bigger jerk than in prison is Manhandler.
Oh yeah, Manhandler. I didn't have too much of a problem with Manhandler, like I guess I've just faced Manhandler 2 or 3 times. But wasn't too bad each time. But
Just you wait.
yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was mostly because I was playing on co-op. So I think co-op did help, because whenever I couldn't hit or we could actually defeat the boss quicker because you have that window where their weakness is shown.
Yeah, the weak point gauge.
Yeah, we could actually get that gauge all the way down each time.
Oh wow. So yeah,
So,
it's usually two tries for me before I have to, or before the special attack kicks in.
yeah. So that helped a lot. So probably instead of doing like four times getting him to his weak point, we just had to get him to his weak point twice. So.
Nice. I mean, you saw that video review, right? That scene where that
Yes.
manhandler just killed Midna in one shot. She was at full health. She had like 16 hearts. And manhandler just shot once, and that was it. I was so angry.
Yeah, I was like, what in the world? How did that happen?
Yeah, and then, I mean, and there'll be levels in the adventure mode that they'll just throw two or more bosses at you at once. One's like a scenario where you have to defeat all the bosses within 10 minutes, but another one is like you have to defeat like X number of enemies, and then the harder versions of those levels, as you go farther in adventure mode, they'll start throwing in more giant bosses to like distract you or try to impair you from defeating all these enemies. So there'll be like two, three man. There'll be like three manhandlers sometimes just coming at you, and you have to like strategically run away from them all. So you did legend mode. What characters, like, do you have like a good character you go to now, or do you enjoy them all?
Yeah, like I guess I played as almost all of them now. I really liked Midna, and I really liked Sheik, and Link's really good too. There's one other one though. I'm trying to remember. There's one that has like pretty good range attacks. Well, Ganondorf's pretty good, but it was somebody else.
Ranged attacks? Lana's got some decent range.
Oh yeah, I think it was Lana. Or let's see, Zelda has the harp.
No, Sheik
No,
has the harp.
Sheik
Zelda
has
has
the harp.
the rapier, and then she
Yeah,
also has a baton.
the Wind Waker. Yeah, like Sheik actually was really good. And as I got unlocked more combos, like the combos get really, really interesting. At first, you're like, oh, this is kind of repetitive. I'm just doing like the same move over and over. But I felt like the combo system was pretty well implemented, and it's fairly easy. Like you have just like two buttons. In my case, it was B and Y. For my co-op, my brother-in-law, it was different for him. It was like A and Y for some reason, or it was like shifted a little bit. But I could just tap on like B B B Y, or I could do B B Y Y. And so just like different, it's kind of a nice tree because it just starts from the B button, and then depending on however many B's or Y's you press after that, it'll do different combos. So
You're using the Zelda style controls, aren't you?
I think so, yeah.
'Cause you keep saying B B B, I'm like, there's no B button. What's going on? And then yeah. So yeah, for me it's X's and Y's.
So yeah, that's another thing. For those who haven't played the game, at the very beginning it says Zelda or Warrior style. And it's kind of weird because it kind of asks you that before you even pick a mode.
Yeah, so you don't know what style, like what's a warrior style? What's the Zelda style? Like,
Yeah.
I went with warrior style 'cause I know what warriors games are, so I'm like, well,
Yeah.
this is the one I'm going to be able to be used to.
Yeah. So I thought it was kind of strange because that's like one of the first things you select before even like the title screen comes up. And so I was like, I guess Zelda style or
And I guess I can see Zelda style because the B is the sword attack in Zelda games, so.
Yeah. So it makes sense. But yeah, I thought the combos were pretty cool. It wasn't like some super like complicated Mortal Kombat combo where you're like, down right
Down, quarter
forward
circle, up, you know.
BB. Yeah, quarter circle, and then half circle from front to back, and then BBY, and it's nothing like that. It's pretty simple, but there is a lot of variety to it.
And they all have different effects.
Yeah.
I
I
gotta
think,
say,
yeah.
Lana is like my favorite character in
Yeah.
this game. Not as like a character, because I mean, they all have like personalities of like lampposts, let's face it.
Yeah.
But not because all her attack, like all her weapons, she has like three different weapons, but they all like act completely differently, and they all have like special features outside of basic combos. So like with the Book of Sorcery, not only are you summoning like these light boxes or whatever, and you can ride them around or whatever, but if you like if you hit X, or I don't know what your special like, what do you do to finish off a combo? You said it's B's and Y's. Yeah. So
Yeah,
for
so
me, it's if I hit
usually
Y a
stop.
bunch, and then you hit X, which is the combo finisher button. If you stop your combo when the light wall is still up and you just hit X again, she'll like home in on it, jump up, and like throw a light ball, causing like an explosion that takes out everybody nearby.
Oh, nice.
So if you figure out like combos like that, like I'll summon like three books at once and then dashboard into it. So like, you know, that does like double damage or something.
Nice. Yeah, there was one of the later combos that Link gets. He does like this charge attack.
The shield charge?
Yeah, and he just like you can control him, you can move him around, and that one's pretty effective because you've already done like a decent combo before that, and then just being able to kind of rampage, for like 5 seconds, but you still can take out that many more enemies.
Yeah, and his air combos were kind of interesting too. If
Yeah.
anything, it's from an aesthetic perspective, I liked.
Yeah. So there's been a surprising amount of content and, variety to the combat that's been nice. And I still haven't even touched adventure mode. So already the game's been, worth it, worth the purchase to me. Because I think we've played like maybe 10 hours, maybe less. Maybe it's just like 8 hours. So I'm almost through legend mode, haven't started adventure mode, so seems like a sizable amount of content.
Yeah, and there's still stuff like I'm just figuring out, like even after I done my review, and like I put hours into it, so nobody can tell me I can't. If there was like an hour counter on here, it would be like almost into the hundreds, I guarantee. But like, one thing I never mentioned in my review because I didn't notice it is the focus, the spirit gauge, the magic gauge, I guess as you want to call it. It has two different kind of finishers depending on like how you let it finish up. So like if you start it and you let it deplete, they'll use like a giant splash attack that, you know, takes out, you know, enemies nearby, or like sorry, area of effect attack, whatever you want to call it. Or you can hit A before it runs out, and you'll do a different attack that can either do a larger area effect, or it can be focused into the enemy in front of you and can like expose their weak point gauge.
Ah, interesting.
And I never knew it. Because, like, in the previews, like, if you saw, like, Midna's previews, something like she would use, like, the fused shadow. And it, like, no matter what I did, I couldn't get it to work. I'm like, how's this work? And, like, one time I hit the A button, and then it happened. I'm like, what? What is this?
Nice. Yeah, like there's always like some little thing I'm learning as I go. And you're like, "Oh, that's really nice to know now." And it's not that they didn't do a good job of explaining things or I thought there should be more tutorials. I kind of like discovering some of that stuff on my own, rather than just like a lot of explanation up front, It's
Right.
like I don't need like a 5 minute tutorial on all of the combos, and this is how you do every single one of them every time I learn a new one, let me play around with it, I'll figure it out, whatever. Because odds are if the combat system is that in depth,
Right.
so I like that approach better.
Same here. Though, like I said, I kind of wish there were like, you know, a couple hints here and there, because I think Sheik took me a very long time to figure out. Like, I didn't know that, like, at the end of your combo, you stored, like, the element that you just used in your combo, and then if you just press the, you know, end combo attack button, the special attack button, I guess, you know, she'll just do an attack based on that, and its effects depend on what you loaded up. And that took me a while. I was like, because I could barely ever use Sheik for like the longest time. I'm like, oh, this is awful. She's not getting anywhere, you know. But you know, once I figured it out, I'm like, oh, okay, I can deal with this. Especially when you learn the water barrier. After that, I was like, okay, Sheik's like one of the best now.
Yeah, Sheik, and there's like a variety of attacks that Sheik has. I like the different water attacks and the I don't know what those things are called that she throws, the little spike things.
The kunai?
Kurenai, yeah. But she's got a lot of variety, even amongst the elemental people in the game.
Yeah, I found like characters like Darunia and actually even Link to be kind of like the one of the more boring ones, simply because they were so straightforward. They had no twist to them.
I wish there was like, I don't know. I keep going back to like the Fierce Deity or something. It'd be cool if, Link would get like the Fierce Deity mask and, transform for one of his. It'd be cool if there were multiple, and maybe I haven't gotten that far in the game, but multiple of the big finishing move, not the combo ones, but like Link's is kind of like his sword kind of extends a little bit, or goes blue, and he does like a big whirlwind,
Splash. Yeah.
spiral slash.
I hate to
It
tell you, but it's not gonna change.
yeah, that's what I figured, because I was like, it would have added something at least at this point, but so far there's just different combos, but hopefully they'll add some of that stuff later on. I don't know, but it would be kind of cool, like if you had maybe two of them, like you press it once or you hold it for a second to do an alternate one. I don't know. But anyway.
That was actually something that Warriors Orochi had that this game doesn't have, which is like characters will have different kinds of special attacks. Like one of them is it'll last as long as you hold the A button, and another one will just be one big attack. So that was something missing in here. And I mean, while I was talking, I just wanted to add an addendum to my Link is boring. Link using the sword is boring, but when he uses the gauntlets, that's fun.
And he's getting another weapon too, as we saw. I think the DLC he's getting Epona.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. I guess that does add like another special move, because when you use the different weapon, you've got another special move with that weapon. So I guess there is that.
And I will say, Link does have one more special weapon that I didn't mention, and it's not in the reviews, it's not anywhere, but because I don't want to spoil it, but it's bizarre and the greatest thing ever. The most bizarre thing and the greatest thing ever. Like I said, I'm not gonna say it. You have to go find it. And it's like
Check it out.
I couldn't like I texted Tristan like several times like go on guess what is this? And it took him like an hour and a half and I probably went like 8 hints.
Nice.
So you do not no you cannot guess what it is unless you've already seen it. I can tell you that.
We will not see it coming.
You will not see it coming. I had no idea. I was like, I got the what? And then I got in there, I'm like, what is happening? So,
Nice.
yeah. Have you gotten into the crafting system at all?
No, just been fusing weapons. Haven't done much beyond that.
The potion system's kind of nice. I never really used it much. One, because it's kind of like it'll cost me the essential materials I need to use badges. And two, that's just like my pride, where I'm like, I don't need help. I can do this by myself. But I thought the crafting system was a little bit limited. Actually, not a little bit, a lot limited, especially compared to previous ones. Because like, and in Orochi 3, what you would do is like you had like 8 slots. And you can put in what you want and you can build it up. So like if I had like somebody who does better wind attacks, like in like Hyrule Warriors, it's just wind plus. But in Orochi it's wind plus and then there's a number. And you can make that number go up by just adding the same element to your weapon. So it kind of builds up its strength. And you can also replace skills too. So like say I don't want wind anymore. Okay, just replace it with, bombs or something like that. That's your
So,
replacement.
right. So certain people aren't exclusive to a certain element, or.
Right. And but that was great because it's like, you can put in what you want. If you didn't like it, you can take it out, so there's no huge commitment. And most importantly, you can put in multiple skills from one weapon into another weapon. So like, I know there were so many times in Hyrule Warriors where I was looking at a weapon and I'm like, do I want experience plus or do I want materials plus? And like I had to go back and forth because I knew once I just transferred one of them over there, the weapon was destroyed and I lose my opportunity to put it in there.
Yeah, it's a pretty good system, the forging or the fusing of the weapons. I fused a few of them. I'm still I got one of the later swords. I have to unlock the spot, one of the slots to actually fuse a skill in there. But
I know what sword you're talking about, and it takes a very long time. I just got it.
yeah, it said like 25,000 or something like that.
25. Well, you can't. It's right now. You can't even start putting a dent into that countdown
Right, because that's
because when.
adventure mode experience, or
No, because it's like you need to unlock every weapon in the game to be able to start that countdown.
gotcha. Yeah, because it looked different than the other ones. Some of the other ones had like the regular countdown, like you have to get 5,000 experience points before you unlock the skill for whatever weapon. But yeah, this
Right.
one's like 25,000, and it's like black and it's locked, you know. So that makes sense.
You'll find other weapons like that too, but they're kind of like they have $25,000, but they can't be unlocked until you unlock that first $25,000 or enemies crafting. And that was a huge gripe for me. I was like, because that takes a lot of commitment. And Link, by that time, Link's already at level 99. There's nothing more for me to do with him.
Yeah. It's like, all right, that's it. Give me some more levels and then I'll be good. But
Yeah, but now I'm trying to collect all those skull shillas, which is it
yeah.
had a yet another reward that I did not know about until like a week after my review.
Nice. Is it worth it? Good reward?
It's an interesting reward. You unlock the painting and then you unlock a second map, like a second adventure mode map. But
Oh,
it's a
nice.
different kind of map. You don't progress through it. They're just the scenarios. So the first one I unlocked was like it had like Link with all his like with the I don't know what you would call it, like all his allies. But all the allies were women, so I don't know what you would make of that. Darunia was absent. I don't know why he was. That's just mean. You go in there and you're like it's just you, and you get to pick one ally. And once you pick that one ally, everyone else turns against you. So you have to defeat like all the enemy officers who are like the main big characters in the game.
Oh, wow.
So
Volga and all them.
yeah, so that got pretty intense. But it was a good way for me to like kick down that or put a dent in that $25,000 or 25,000 enemy list. Because I killed like 3,000 per scenario there.
Yeah.
Have you done any of the networking stuff now in Adventure Mode?
No, I haven't even touched Adventure Mode yet.
Oh, that's right. You said you haven't touched that. Sorry, I thought you said you got a little bit into it.
No. Yeah, I've been like, I was like, well, I'll just cruise through Legend Mode, but like Legend Mode just keeps going, which is cool, you know, like there's more to it than I thought. So yeah, I've just been like, well, I'll just keep playing it, you know, keep trying to finish it before I move on. So anyway.
All right. I think that's about all we're going to do with today with Hyrule Warriors. I think we've covered pretty much everything.
Yeah, pretty
Well,
good.
we never covered the plot. What did you think of the plot?
I actually didn't mind it. I thought it was decent. You know, it's not the worst thing they could have done. And like the cutscenes I thought were really cool. I think they did a good job with that. I thought they did, as far as like a Nintendo game that's been kind of helped along from a third party company. This was the most well done. Like most people will probably think of Metroid Other M, which had some decent cutscenes, but I think the voice acting, you know, did not do it any favors.
The voice acting did not, and the delivery did not. I'm sorry to the voice actor, but your deadpan voice was so awful. Well, not awful, but like I was tuned out.
They should have had Andrea Romano as their voice director.
There we go.
Yeah, she does all the DC animated stuff. Well, actually, a lot of animated stuff, not just PC stuff, but yeah, I like the cutscenes a lot. I thought the whole little sorceress plot and I thought it all worked together really well, even amongst the Zelda universe. I thought it was cool how they explained the how you have the Ocarina of Time, Twilight Princess, Skyward Sword levels in there. I thought that was a cool way they did that, where they bring it in essentially from different dimensions, the characters. So anyways, I thought it was fun.
It's a really good thing that this was not like mainline canon or anything like that, because there are definitely a couple things I couldn't figure out. I'm like, especially in like Ocarina of Time and Twilight Princess, I'm looking at that and I'm like, so how does like the Hyrule Castle in those worlds not notice that there's a giant Hyrulean army just marching through there, and one of them just has an Impa there, like.
It's kind of, like as far as like the locations are great, but yeah, some of like the gameplay or just having all these armies, like the scenarios were not quite as interesting, but
Yeah, I mean, but we're not playing this game for the plot. We're playing it for the action.
yeah, exactly. And it
Oh.
was good. It was good.
What did you think of that creepy Link room? I've been asking everybody this who's
Oh
played it.
yeah, that Sia had.
Yeah, where it's just nothing but like paintings of Link, and like some of them look like they're like up close paparazzi photos without him looking at it.
It was funny because Katie was watching when we were playing that level, and she's like, "Does she have a crush on Link, or what's going on?"
Some kind of like terrible obsession.
She's like, "It looks like more than a crush. Like, yeah, she's a little obsessed or something."
Think the five statues outside might indicate something more severe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it was kind of interesting. But then, who was it? I guess this may be a spoiler, but Lana, the love triangle with Link and Zelda.
Yeah.
Oh man, poor Lana.
Yeah, I think it's like poor Link when Zelda inevitably rejects him.
Pretty much. Link. Lana likes you. But
Yeah.
it was kind of like, I don't know, like typical Japanese though. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's bad, but it just seemed like watching some anime over the years, it seemed kind of like a typical thing, because Lana is essentially like, oh, it's okay that she's with him. I'll resolve to know that he's happy, and I'll live my life, or I forget exactly what she said, but.
Well, isn't it that she like exists outside of time anyway, so.
Yeah, and well, she basically was like, she's like, oh, I'll just yeah, I'll be happy just knowing, I don't know, like she found fulfillment somehow in the fact that she would never end up being with Link, but anyways,
Yeah.
it was just kind of like one of those things, like I don't think people would really do that in real life, would be that like at peace with it, like
Yeah.
if they were that like infatuated with someone. It wouldn't be very easy. It's like, I don't know, it just seems like a Japanese samurai, like, it is more honorable for me to never love than to, I don't know. Since I have loved this person that will not return my love, I shall never love again. And that will be fine with me. It's like, oh, okay, I guess that's okay. If you
Yeah,
want.
it's like, all right, whatever. Seal the master sword, you know.
But yeah, otherwise it was pretty good.
Right, I'd agree with that. The second or the third act or fourth act, whatever you want to say it, the one with a red-haired guy who comes in and goes on his rampage. That was definitely interesting, but F that one felt like that was the most of it. Just that needed an excuse to get him in there. They're like, oh, they need to play as this guy. How are we gonna do that? Okay,
Well,
here you go.
I figured it may have been better if they had him kind of like as a parallel thread with the main story, and that way you could maybe play some of those missions, but kind of on the flip side of him going through, and but it seemed kind of weird at the end, because you play as him and then you completely undo what you did as the good guys, and then you play as him, and then you play as the good guys again, and you're like, ah, we'll beat you now. So it just seemed kind of like linear, but kind of silly linear.
Yeah, but it was kind of funny that it took him in three battles to do undo what they did in 14.
I was like, well, that was quick. I mean, I basically just it was funny because Katie's like, you're playing as red-haired
Not
guy.
Bruce.
Yeah, now you're playing as not Groose now. And I was like, yeah, and I apparently I just undid everything I did with the good guys. Everything we thought that would, help us win, is, it's gone
Yeah.
now. But
And of course there's other things in there like why did he have to steal the Master Sword after they killed the red-haired guy and not before?
yeah, I know. Some of those little things, and that's why I felt like it would have been better suited, like intermixed with the plot, and maybe not have like direct flip side scenarios. Like instead of playing the exact scenario as not Groose guy instead of Link, have something like that maybe led them there. Like, oh, he had to be in the Gerudo Desert, do something here, and then we met in this other battle or something.
Yeah, like where was he between Crazy Link Mansion and Final Showdown with Sia?
Because like I think you could put a scenario in there, two or three, kind of like they did, but it would fit better there rather than where they did end up putting it. But
Right.
anyways.
Anyway, that'll be all our talk for both Hyrule Warriors and Smash Bros. 3DS. I want to thank you, Justin, for sitting down and talking with me about these two games.
Yeah, no problem.
I want to thank our audience for tuning in to yet another Pure Nintendo KoopaCast. If you'd like to submit questions to us, you can email us at podcast@purenintendo.com. So we love checking out on any kind of questions you might have, any burning questions, we'll get back to you either through the podcast or through email. If you want to check us out through Twitter, we each have our own Twitter handles. You can find them on our main website, purenintendo.com. It's under staff. We're all there. We're all interlinked with the social media sites. So, we love interacting with our fans, definitely. So if you want to reach us there, you can definitely do that. So until 2 weeks from now, I will see you again 2 weeks from now. So until next time, folks.
See you guys.